This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Angelucci from Level Financial Advisors joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning. Michael, wow, what a day on Wall Street yesterday, where you had the biggest swing ever on the Dow, up and down roller coaster like ride. But at the end of the day, maybe not losing as much as we thought it could have. And then looking at futures this morning in positive territory, what should we make of all that's happened in the last 24 hours?
It's a little crazy. I would agree with you with that. And I saw that as that happened yesterday, that a crazy swing. And that came out because there was a news report that there would be a 90-day pause on the tariffs. So that gave the markets some hope. I thought it was interesting because it attests to the fact that markets process information very fast. They're very efficient. The markets haven't liked where the administration is going with tariffs. And when they thought there was some hope, they immediately responded. And that's why you saw what you did. And then the White House came out and said that that wasn't accurate. And then they kind of settled down as the day went on. And as you said, markets are looking to open positive today, even as China's saying that they're going to retaliate with tariffs. So nobody really knows what's going on to some points as things continue to play out.
You know, with all this volatility, are circuit breakers kicking in? I mean, that would halt trading for a time, because I haven't heard that.
They got close last week, and then I believe Friday or yesterday, I think it was yesterday, in Japan, their circuit breaker kicked, because they were down 7%. For a while. But now Japan's doing well this morning because there's some discussion that they may have talks with Bessent, the Treasury Secretary. So, but that did happen in Japan, but it has not happened in the U.S. yet.
You know, we're looking at a lot of things. Obviously, people saving for retirement. There's maybe some worry there, depending on where you are along that, you know, path. And we're also mentioning this morning people saving for their kids for college, and a lot of these 529s invested in the market, and what becomes of that money. What have you been telling your clients in the last week or so, you know, depending on where their investment is or how close they might be to trying to look into cashing in that investment? You know, thinking of, retirement, maybe you can put off dipping into that money a little bit longer than, you know, if you're saving for college. It's kind of a tight time period where you're actually paying for it.
Exactly. And I love the 529 plans. They're a great vehicle. The New York State 529 through Vanguard has some wonderful options. And some of the options they have are conservative, moderate, more aggressive. And I have, you over time, have said to clients, take the moderate approach, because it will allocate you stocks and bonds, more stocks, obviously, as your child is young. and then more bonds as you get closer to college age. But one of the things I always tell clients, I look at when the child becomes 14, 15, no matter what the market's doing, even if it's going up, I've always said, maybe think about moving that into guaranteed fund, because I know Vanguard has a guaranteed fund, because you never know what's going to hit the markets. And when you're saving for college and you're going to be pulling that money out over the next 4, 5, 6 years, you don't want it to go down. You've been saving to use that. So you got to be strategic. You don't want to be aggressive all the way through college, because things like tariffs can happen or other things that can affect that. So you want to put it on autopilot until your child is in their early teens, and then start thinking about making a little savings.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Safer.
What about pensions? I mean, they're often tied to the market. What happens there? How do they make up a difference when they lose, you know, like we've just been seeing here?
Well, the traditional corporate pension that pays a fixed amount to a retiree, they're locked into that payment to the retiree. So the company that has the pension manages the retirement fund, and they have stocks and bonds. Hopefully, they're tying out their expected payments to their pensioners with bonds and cash, so that they don't get trapped. The bigger issue will be if markets stay down, it will hurt the success of that fund and their ability to pay. I mean, it will break them. They pay an insurance to the government to backstop them. But, when the markets are good, it makes funding the retirement benefits to employees easier. When the markets go down, it makes it harder. But for the employee receiving that benefit, they're going to receive that benefit. The burden is on the employer and the pension plan with the employer to make that work.
You know, we've seen these wild swings in the market based off of what we know or what we are assuming, or even a rumor that some random person tweeted out in the case of yesterday about the state of tariffs. What about going forward? And I'm wondering, like, when does the business reaction to the tariffs, when are we going to start hearing some of these earning calls, some of these projections? And what might happen if you have a lot of big business saying, look, there's a lot of uncertainty. We're waiting. We're not exactly going to hire a bunch of people. We're just going to stay put, not investing too much in new products because we don't really know what's going to happen. I mean, what are you expecting in terms of that over the next month or so?
Well, I think we're going to start seeing that coming out in the data. You're already yesterday, there was, I think, four different people, big Wall Street CEOs and hedge fund managers like Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan and Larry Fink that runs BlackRock, which many people probably don't know is the biggest money manager in the world. Bill Ackman and Ken Griffin are hedge fund people, and they've all saying that they wish the administration would slow down. Larry Fink, in an interview yesterday, said that all the CEOs he's talking to are saying that we're already in a recession. Now, that's, you know, I'm not saying that. That's coming through Larry Fink and his sources. And so we're probably going to see less hiring. Consumers might be pulling back. There's articles now about the wealth effect, which is when the markets are good, we spend more. When the markets go down, we spend less. But I would caution people, don't overreact. Things are very fluid right now. Have a plan, stay to that plan. The markets don't care about your politics. I mean, that's one thing we're seeing a lot right now. Everyone is an expert in global trade and tariffs. And I can tell you what side of the political aisle they fall on whether they think they're a good idea or not. But, you know, don't base your portfolio on whether you, whether you like the policies or not. Just, you know, have a long-term plan, stay to it. That's the best thing people can do. Maybe rebalance right now. If they have taxable accounts, think about tax loss harvesting, which is a technical thing that people would know about if they're doing it. But focus on those things you can control, because you can't control what the administration's going to do with tariffs and how that's going to respond.
All right. Great advice. Michael, thank you.